I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto is commemorating Holocaust Education Week. Hillel Ontario is a Jewish student organization that works to engage students and young adults through campus initiatives with a focus on embracing the Jewish identity. This week, Hillel created installations on Ryerson campus showcasing the history of the Holocaust, relevant topics, and highlighting the role of women, something that the organization wanted to do differently this year. Today, organizer Zoe Fenster speaks about the installations and Hillel's role in commemorating Holocaust Education Week.
My name is Zoe Fenster, and I am one of the marketing coordinators for Holocaust Education Week under the umbrella of Hillel Ontario.
Okay. Can you talk to me more about Hillel Ontario?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hillel is the Center for Jewish Programming, Education, and Involvement on campus in all of Ontario. So specifically this branch of Hillel, we kind of cover events and organizations for U of T and Ryerson. And we basically just have events and opportunities for Jewish students on campus, and then also educational opportunities for non-Jewish students who want to learn more about Judaism, Holocaust, Education Week, etc.
Okay, great. Can you talk to me more about these installations here?
Absolutely. So it's Holocaust Education Week right now, which is basically an opportunity for us to kind of promote education about the Holocaust and ensure that people at Ryerson, students and faculty have and are equipped with information and education of the happenings of the Holocaust. So here we're doing an exhibition just specifically on influential women in the Holocaust, some like events and people that stood out and made an impact at the time. So there's lots to see here. We also have a few other events going on this week, which can be found on our website, our Instagram page as well.
I know you mentioned that there's an emphasis on women right now, but there's a lot of subtopics here. How were these ones chosen? I know you put resistance and rescue, and you also put friendship, food, and art.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that we're highlighting a lot of the important aspects of women's involvement in the resistance in the Holocaust, and wanted to focus more on the positive aspects as opposed to the negative aspects, which a lot of people are already familiar with, and just wanted to create kind of knowledge about the influential events that happened and the things that women in the Holocaust were able to accomplish in more of a positive light as opposed to the negative light that it's usually painted in. Rightfully so, obviously. We just wanted to take a different spin on it and bring light to the amazing work of really influential Jewish women at the time.
And along with this approach, what do you feel has been, different as well for this year's Holocaust Education Week?
It's obviously been looking a little bit different because of COVID. So for this year, we were actually able to do a couple in-person events, which has been really successful. This is our first in-person event of the year. And it's been super successful so far. It's nice to see people back on campus. It's obviously a bit different because we are just getting back to being in person, and we're doing our best to make sure that we're merging online and in-person events so that we can try to get as much exposure as we can.
For sure. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to add?
I just want to say that I really take a lot of pride in working with Hillel for Holocaust Education Week, and I hope that we're going to get a really good turnout. And I think it's really important for students and faculty and everyone involved here at Ryerson to make an effort to understand and learn about the Holocaust and ensure that nothing like it ever happens again.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.